So, Richard, a tough day, but players have certainly done you proud all season.
Yeah, I mean, we started off the game so well. I've had to try and pick a team that might just catch them on the hop a little bit. And I thought for the first 30 minutes we did very, very well and were probably the better of the two teams. We've had a couple of little half chances that could have got us in the game if we'd have scored one of them. But I've just felt then as the game, just after about 30 minutes, we started to rush things. And we were rushing the pass, whereas we'd got Brian in the game for 30 minutes and Brian did very, very well in there. And he actually made us play. And I expected them to be nervous. I expected them to be a little bit on the back foot. My lads were, for 30 minutes, were tremendous. And we'd then just start rushing. We then just started missing Brian out and going long to the forwards. And we then stopped passing the ball to Brian. And then we're rushing to take throw-ins. And we're rushing to take free kicks where we didn't need to. We just needed to carry on what we were doing. We needed to still be in the game after 60 minutes. And I'd got a little things in my mind what I wanted to do. As the game was going on, well, yesterday and the day before, and just how I wanted the game to go. And it went just how I wanted it to go for 30 minutes. And then, we just rushed things. And then we end up giving a sloppy goal away. And then the second one, and it's killed us, you know.
But those supporters, though, I mean, they'd never stopped singing either, did they, from start to finish?
Supporters are amazing. And I've said that on numerous occasions. But today, I think they've actually bettered anything, I think, this season. They've been tremendous all season. Absolutely brilliant all season. They've travelled in the numbers. They've travelled by the coach, train. You know, they've made their own way to places. As like I said to you before, these places are not just around the corner. And it takes a lot of money. And more important than money, it takes a lot of time. And the fans today, absolutely brilliant. And I've had a lot of Grimsby fans coming up to me saying, unbelievable fans, absolutely unbelievable fans. And that's come from Grimsby fans. What a good group of fans we got there. So, you know, they deserve a lot of credit. They've come out in numbers today. But today was the icing on the cake for them, where they've excelled themselves all season. But today they've took it one step further. And it's just a shame we just couldn't finish it off for them.
And they've had a lot of to be positive about as well, haven't they, this season? First ever season in the conference, and, you know, terrific to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You know, it's when you look that we've finished above teams like Wrexham and Macclesfield and Halifax. But once you get into the playoffs, you want to then go that little bit further. You've got to give Grimsby a lot of credit for the second 45, and sort of, if I'd say for the last 55 minutes of the game, they were decent. But I just felt that's when we just started rushing things and stopped giving the ball to Brian. But give them the credit, last 55 minutes, they've taught us a little bit of a lesson, haven't they? You know, but I've had to have a gamble up at half time. You know, I just felt I had to have a gamble up to try and have a go at them. I just felt if we could get an early goal, it might make them a bit shaky, and then we might just nick another one, and then anything could happen. And you've seen it so many times, our team comes back from two down. And then, you know, if we'd have gone into the last 10 minutes needing a goal just to draw the tie, you never know. So I've had to have a gamble. I've had to have a go. And that's why I made three substitutions at half-time. I didn't think there was any point in sticking with what, you know, perhaps on the onside, if I'd have stuck with the players, you never know what could have happened. But I just felt we needed to get a bit of width out there, but just didn't quite work, did it? You know, and I'll take responsibility for that, because I picked the team. And I picked the team at the start of the game. And I just had a little plan in my head how I wanted the game to go and how I was going to use my substitutes. But I didn't expect to have to do that with 45 minutes to go, you know.